Data indicates that South Africa has a significant insurance gap. ASISA reports having identified a death insurance gap of around 12.9 trillion rand and a disability gap of around 16 trillion rand. Financial practitioners are keen to put the word out that people need to get insured as it will secure peace of mind. But today's advice speaks to the cover people should focus on at the various stages of their life. I caught up with Petri Marks. He's a product actuary at Sanlam Personal Finance. Petri, it's true that many South Africans don't get sufficient insurance cover, if at all. So why do you think that's the case? And presumably financial constraints are also part of it.
Yes, definitely. Thank you, Nompu. We often hear insurance is a grudge purchase. That basically means that people tend to put it off for as long as possible, and they really need to be convinced to take it out. And we do need to recognize that there are financial constraints and that affordability do play a role in economic times. But I also think financial education do play a role. And with that, I don't really mean education about the products that we offer, because in fairness, it's not really much to a life insurance product. It's education about understanding the reasons why you actually need cover.
Yes.
Life insurance is supposed to do a particular job for you. And I think if the market or the public understands what are those jobs for the person himself or herself, I think then it will become a lot less of a grudge purchase and it will be easier to prioritize in those financial constraints.
Perhaps in your small way, you can try and explain that in your response to this question, which is how can a needs-based analysis assist people in getting the right cover?
Definitely. If you understand the two needs, then it's the first step to getting the cover that's really suited to you. And then you make sure that you really are sufficiently covered without necessarily under or over insuring yourself. And for that, it's always advisable to speak to a qualified person, somebody, a financial intermediary or specialist who can help you with that analysis. And there's also a lot of other self-help tools available these days. We call them robo-advice tools, which are more familiar in the investment space, but they're starting to emerge where someone can really play around and get to know and understand the needs that you actually needs to cover.
Yeah, is that you as a consumer looking at a list of things and then ticking boxes and being aided by a robot as opposed to a human?
Yes, that is becoming available. It's important, though, to, in my opinion, first create that personal connection, understand and be that on available information. Again, understanding the jobs of why you need to think about life insurance. Once you understand that, I think the next question will be, so how much do you need? And I think the tools are much more effective in quantifying that. But I think in terms of making the personal emotional connection of what the jobs are that life insurance should do for you, that is something which I think as an industry we can we'll do a lot more on.
So there's a framework of insurance cover that you're proposing for people at different stages in their lives. Let's start with the various styles in a young person's life, be they a student or just starting out professionally. What advice would you give them about the kind of framework they need?
Yes, I think even a young person may think that he or she doesn't have any dependents at that stage, but they will mistakenly think that therefore they don't need any life cover. I think from early on in your life, be it in the form of a student loan, you start to incur some debt and you don't want your family to inherit that debt in the unlikely event that something should happen to you. But most importantly, I think if you start out at work and start out with your career, you have your whole working life ahead of you. And we often say that your biggest asset against which you will secure your whole future lifestyle is your income earning potential. And the young people, even if they're single, starting out at a career must understand that your income protection is really the most important form of protection at that point.
Yeah, and then the thing is as well is that you're going to be penalized if you try and get insurance later in life as opposed to getting it earlier in life, right?
Yes, definitely. So I won't call it penalized, but you will pay a bigger price to get a fair amount of cover at the older age. So even though at that young age you may not need all the cover, it's always advisable to maybe start putting in place a basic layer of protection to benefit from it while you're still very young and healthy. And that benefit will remain with you for as long as you build onto the policy.
So what sort of cover is preferable when you're settling down, perhaps you're moving in with a partner or a spouse, and then when you then graduate to have a family, what sort of covers need to be in place then?
Yes, if you start a serious relationship, even before you maybe get married, I think what we often hear is sometimes you co-sign for some debts, maybe at first a mortgage or first set of assets that you start to put together. So if you co-sign for that debt, obviously both parties need to put in place certain life cover to really don't leave the other one with any debt burden. Mm. And if you think about it practically, Nompu, by most young families these days need both income streams to survive and to lead a good healthy lifestyle. So I think again your income protection remains important in addition to debt cover of setting up your first mortgage.
Hmm. And then in terms of, just to respond to the family aspect, when you have children, you've got a whole another layer of responsibility. So what do people have to ensure that they have in place then?
Is that clear? So we all want the best for our children, and we do want to make provision for them to have the best possible education. Should someone happen to you, take them through their school years and even tertiary education. It's again a very high priority that will jump straight up into the radar as soon as you start thinking about kids.
As people get older, obviously their needs will change and health concerns may be on the radar. So what covers should they ensure that they have in place then?
That's quite right. When you maybe into your middle ages, health risks, you become much more aware of it. Maybe the risk of heart disease, cancer, we all lead quite stressful lives. So your severe illness type cover will start to become important or start to look very appealing. And also at that age, maybe your needs start to change. Maybe the kids become a little bit more independent. So you need maybe less of the income protection, although you still need to protect your income. Mm. But you start to think about this types of health insurance in the form of severe illness cover. And also by that stage, you maybe have built up some assets. So it's time to start thinking about estate costs to be able to wind up the estate duties, capital gains tax, etc. So you will still need some additional life cover as well for that purpose as well.
And in terms of when you're a pensioner, what sort of insurances do you need as a pensioner, except perhaps maybe life insurance?
Yes. Again, we sometimes hear that pensions don't need cover. I disagree with that. There are several reasons why retired persons will still need cover. Maybe a small portion of them still hold some debt, so they don't fall away completely. And as I mentioned earlier, the costs of winding up the estate are still there. I think you also think practically when you look at your pension in our environment, it's often structured that the pension will reduce should your spouse pass away. Mm. So really think about whether your expenses will truly reduce and you'll need to have some additional life cover to supplement that. You'll be thinking about funeral costs, so some funeral cover can be effective. And again, I think the topic of the day is almost this issue about long-term care and maybe dementia and all those types of dreaded diseases, which in our environment is often best protected against, again, by some severe illness cover.
Yes.
Preferably a severe illness cover that you've taken out a few years earlier again, so it's not getting too expensive. And then I think last but not least, the pensioner or the retired person will want to leave a legacy. You want to leave behind something to your family. And I think life insurance, again, the perfect way to put that in place and to secure that legacy into the future. Several reasons why you actually need cover, some golden threads, but also some unique reasons in different life stages as you grow older.
That was Petri Marks. He's product actuary at Sanlam Personal Finance.